what we're hearing time and time again is the serious and precarious nature that small, medium enterprises are in Donegal and indeed further afield. And unless they get the support from government, many of them feel that they will not be in a position to reopen their doors on the other side of this pandemic, which will cause obviously huge concern for those businesses, but also for their employees who are hoping that they can return to work at the earliest opportunity. So what we need is we need supports. We need grants to be paid to these companies in the form that is happening in the north with the Sinn Féin Finance Minister, who's making £10,000 sterling available to small, medium enterprises. And for those in affected sectors like tourism, like retail, like hospitality, the grants are paid at £25,000 sterling. And we're calling on the government to do a similar process here to give people that type of support so that they can bounce back and reopen their business as soon as possible. We're also asking that there are loans that are being provided that must be made available to businesses at zero interest with no repayments to be made in the first 12 months. So these are type of schemes that are available in other countries right throughout Europe. But here in the 26 counties, we are so far behind in supporting our SMEs and therefore in supporting the employees who are dependent on those companies to survive so that they can support their own families at the end of the day.
But what about that restart grant that the business minister announced earlier this month, you know, for micro and small businesses? Have you any faith in that? I know that there's still some questions need to be answered surrounding that.
Well, look, the first thing is they've accepted our argument that there needs to be a grant, so we welcome that point, but they've got it completely wrong. First of all, the level of the grant is based on your rates for 2019. Now, many of the businesses I'm talking to, they're talking about €1,000 and so on and so forth. They're saying that it isn't going to help them. It's not going to make the difference at the end of the day. As I said, in the north, if you're in tourism, hospitality or retail, it's £25,000 sterling. That's the grant you get, no questions, no ifs, no buts. If you're in other sectors, it's £10,000 sterling. The other issue is that many businesses do not have a rate space. So, for example, if you're a plumber and employing three or four other people, you don't have a business premise that you work out of. You might be doing your office accounts at your kitchen table, and therefore they wouldn't be entitled to any support under what is announced by the government. Look, at the end of the day, under the current projections, there's going to be over 250,000 people unemployed at Christmas as a result of this pandemic. We need to make sure that that isn't the case. The only way we can make sure that that isn't the case is by supporting businesses and therefore supporting the employees to make sure that they have an avenue back to work at the earliest opportunity.